A state inspector downgraded Birch Street this spring, prohibiting vehicles heavier than 3 tons on the bridge street. That's impacted fuel deliveries and garbage pickup and has residents concerned about fire truck and ambulance access in case of an emergency. Building owner Wally McDonald pointed to his property out the window of the city council chambers.
That's my building. You can see the red roof on it right there. I got 8 tenants in there. You know, if something goes wrong down there, we can't even get a fire truck down there. That's not acceptable.
Other residents were concerned about people falling through the old wooden planks onto the bank of Hammer Slough and urged the council to order the materials needed to redo the street before the winter time. Elected officials and staff assured residents the city would fix the street. City staff estimates the work will cost around $585,000 and applied for grant money from the Denali Commission. That's a federal program that funds infrastructure projects in Alaska. The Denali Commission Tuesday notified the city it would receive a grant award of just over $375,000 for the project, and that's on top of $209,000 the city has already set aside for the work, giving the city just enough money to get the replanking done. In other council business, it doesn't look like Petersburg voters will be deciding on the purchase of waterfront land in Scow Bay this October. Petersburg's City Council Monday was scheduled to consider a ballot question for the purchase of 3.5 acres of land in Scow Bay owned by the Reed family. The parcel of waterfront land at 276 Mitkoff Highway is valued at $760,000. City Manager Scott Hahn told the council that the owners wanted to wait on a public vote for that sale.
They decided they didn't want it to be competing with the library project in the fall ballot. You know, we were going to possibly put that on the ballot for using economic development funds. And they're worried that might cause some problems with the library project, so they're backing off. Now, in the alternate, and the way I understand the representative to me from George Doyle, is that they would like to see the city get a hold of that. Certainly the lot 3, because it's a good public asset. And so we're going to try to maybe work out some kind of deal that we can kind of lock it in for ourselves for the next year or two. And then give us a little more time to get it to a regular election so we don't spend more money for a special election and still close the deal.
The parcel is just one lot of the nearly 6 acres listed for sale at $1.8 million. The council decided not to vote on the resolution that would have put the purchase on this fall's ballot. One issue that looks like it will go before voters this year is the creation of sales tax-free days. The council passed the second reading of an ordinance that will allow for up to 2 days a year with no tax collected on local sales. If voters approve, it will be up to the city council to schedule those days on an annual basis. City Finance Director Jody Tao told the council it's difficult to estimate how much city revenue would be lost.
I realize.
Because people just kind of wait and spend their money on that day.
Yeah.
I've talked to the city or borough of Wrangell. They estimate that they lose about $20,000 a day when they do this. They said it's become quite a big event in Wrangell. So people just wait and hold out. So we'll know after the first day, the first time we have it, because people will fill out their sales tax returns.
That ordinance needs one more council approval before it goes on the October ballot. Meanwhile, voters may also see another sales tax question this fall. Councillor Sue Flint said she'd like a public vote on the senior citizen sales tax exemption and whether it should continue to be applied for sales of alcohol and tobacco. In other business, the council approved a contract of just over $1 million to S&S General Contractors of Sitka to replace water and sewer lines on 4 local streets. Work on 2nd Street is scheduled to start up this year and could be completed by September. With the utilities replaced in 2nd Street, the city may eventually be able to pave that roadway that runs past the hospital's emergency room. Other utility work is also planned for Odin, Goffin, and Noceum Streets. The council also approved the first reading of an ordinance changing the penalties for violating Petersburg's open container law. That change would remove the threat of jail time for being caught with an open container of alcohol and would also eliminate the possibility of a jury trial for someone who's contesting such a charge. The council had no discussion on this ordinance change and is waiting for feedback from the city attorney. It still needs 2 more readings before that takes effect. The council will be interviewing two finalists for the city manager's job Thursday. A public reception for Carl and Robin Hagerman of Petersburg is planned for Thursday at 10 a.m. in city council chambers. And another reception will follow for Steve and Mary Giesbrecht of Electra, Texas at 11 a.m. Councilors will interview the candidates that afternoon and will meet in a special session Friday afternoon at 3 to discuss a possible job offer. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.